Is Hal available?
Speaking.
Hey, Hal, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, good. Actually trying to get in touch with you. I wanted to follow up. Looks like we sent you guys an offer for some equipment financing and some working capital. Just wanted to check in, see what sort of plans you had coming up that we might be able to help you out with.
Really, I don't have anything right now. We're just kind of staying pat.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you have a typical time that you look to bring new equipment on, or is it just more kind of as needed as you go?
You know, right now, being an oil field, we're just, you know, we're not anticipating making any purchases anytime soon.
Okay, yeah. I guess I didn't realize you're over with an oil field over there.
Yeah.
And that puts it all into perspective. I know what's going on with that, yeah.
It's tough right now. It really is.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking to a lot of people in the same boat. Are you doing anything to try to get through the slower times?
Well, the last thing I tried about 2 months ago, I looked at maybe trying to get some financing on we bought a piece of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they came back and ended up saying I needed to get a co-signer and this and that and the other. And, you know, I mean, I was trying not to go through my bank, because I'm pretty much maxed out there. And
sure,
you know, I mean, if I was about to go through all that, I'd just soon go through my bank.
So, yeah, you got to jump through some hoops. You know, might as well stick with what you're with.
Right.
Yeah. What type of equipment were you looking to bring on?
Well, we bought we actually purchased it. It was a torque and test unit. It's a big pump, 15,000 pound pressure pump. On a gooseneck trailer.
Oh, okay.
It was a new service, and you know, we had to have one to be able to do that service. And I was just looking at keeping some of my capital and,
yeah,
you know, paying it out. But you know, the more I got into it, and I don't know what y'all's deal is, but like I said, they were you know, want me to come back and. Like you said, jump through hoops and get all this stuff done. So, yeah, it was some financing available, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, okay, sign up. It was,
yeah,
it was a lot more to it.
I got you. So,
wanting a co-signer.
Yeah. So you went ahead and just purchased it. How's the cash flow with that going? Is it working out?
Well, I mean, I had to take personal funds and pay for it out of my pocket.
Oh, okay. I see.
Right.
Now, how long ago was that?
We probably had it about 4 months now.
4 months, okay. Now, I mean, only reason I ask is, you know, if cash flow is something that is still an issue, you know, we have a couple options where, you know, it might come in handy just to give you an idea of, you know, some options that are available to you. I think two of them that would work. We do something called working capital, where we do, like, we're able to free up like 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash. So that would be one way to kind of, you know, build the capital up on your side. Another one is if you have like a new piece of equipment that you just purchased, you're looking to finance it, you didn't finance it, you ended up paying cash for it, and now the capital is kind of depleted. A lot of the times we're able to do something called a sale lease back. So if you have that equipment, It's kind of like financing it after the fact. So we'll give you the cash back and then set you up on, you know, 2 to 5 year term on it.
Yeah.
How's your cash flow looking now? What's the situation?
Well, I mean, we're just kind of staying put. I mean, you know, the target keeps moving every day in the oil field, and
yeah,
you know, we've about made all the cuts we can make, and you know, I mean, it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually looking at some different options of what I want to do. Got several people interested in possibly buying the company. So, you know, that might be an option that I pursue.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, tell you what, Hal, do you maybe have an email address? I can send you some of the information over, you know, and maybe take a look at it, you know, when you figure out kind of which, you know, path you want to go down.
Yeah, you can send it to H.R. Fulghum, that's F-U-L-G-H-U-M.
Okay.
@bellsouth.net.
Okay.
But I mean, obviously, you know, I mean, I'm maxed out at the bank.
Yeah.
And that would be the only reason I would look at some other type of funding. And if it's a situation just kind of like what I ran into before was, yeah, we'll loan you the money, but we need all your financial statements, your tax returns, and by the way, you need a co-signer. I mean, that's what I'm dealing with every day right now. So
yeah,
I don't know what y'all's qualifications are, you know, to make funds available. And then from there, what your rates are. Another place that I'm really, really strapped is at the end of 2014, I bought a whole new fleet of vehicles. Not foreseeing what the turn it was fixing to come. So, and I say a new fleet, it was six new trucks, you know, probably $430,000 worth of vehicles.
Oh, okay.
That I'm upside down in by that. You know, I can't get out from under them for what, you know, I have in them.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, you know what vehicle notes are. They roll around every month, and they're I think they're all over $1,000 each. So, but you know, I don't know how you could relieve that. I guess you could maybe structure it where it was over a longer period of time or something like that.
Look for a little maybe refinance option.
Right.
I mean, that's.
But even there, I don't think there'd be a lot available.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, to give you an idea, you know, the two that I would see you probably fitting into the most and to kind of fit the mold of what you're looking for, you know, not having to jump through all those hoops. The working capital side of things, you know, we base it off of sales, so credit isn't really something that comes too much into the equation. So, you know, it would be 10 to 15% of your top line revenue that we could get to you. And then, you know, as far as, you know, the paperwork that you would need, it's a one-page application. And then we'd take a look at cash flow with 6 months of the bank
statements. Now, what do you mean by 10 to 15% of my top line revenue?
So, okay, yeah. So what do you do for, like, for total sales in the year?
We're running about $100,000 a month.
Oh, okay. All right, so that's about 1.2 on the year.
Right.
You know, you'd be looking, you know, in that say that 10% range, you'd be about open to about 120,000 that we could do. We could do anywhere from 120 to 180. That's what you would be eligible for. Now, you wouldn't have to take the whole amount.
What would the terms be on?
Sure. So, you know, it would range anywhere from, typically it goes anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. And then depending on the term, you know, the rates would vary with how long you're going to borrow. It would kind of depend.
Let's say I wanted to basically get back the money I put in for that equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I was out a little over $100,000. If I did that, over 3 years, what would the rate be?
So we'd have we'd have to take a look at what you look like on paper. Like I said, it's primarily based on cash flow. So, you know, it's not too difficult to get you the answer. I just can't give you a real number without seeing, you know, the bank statements. I mean, we can get you a real number, you know, tomorrow if you wanted to go for it. You know, and there's no obligation or anything like
that.
Well,
what I'm getting at, just to keep from wasting both of our time. What are the typical rate ranges? I mean, are they 4 to 8% or 25 to 30%? Where are y'all's ranges?
Yeah, so, you know, there's a whole within that working capital, there's a whole lot of different programs, and they'll range anywhere from, you know, bottom line of that 4 up to suicidal. It's kind of hard to give you how long have you been in business?
I've had the company. Let's see, I bought it in 08, and it was in business for 18 years before I bought it. So.
Oh, okay. All right, that helps. That helps.
You know, it's established.
Yeah, that definitely helps. Okay. All right. Well, you know, again, like I can't give
I understand.
A hard number. Yeah. What we do is, and actually it's a little different than your typical loan program. We don't actually put an interest rate on it. All it is, they call it a cost of funds. They'll attach like a straight dollar amount of what you would pay back. So instead of having an interest rate, we'd say, hey, if you borrow $50,000, you're going to pay back 56, something like that.
You can pretty much attach, okay, it's this much percent is what it's going to cost me.
Well, sure. But the thing about it is, it doesn't vary with the time that you pay back. So like with an interest rate, that can balloon up over time. With this, it's a fixed cost. And then we offer, discounts on it if you pay it back early, which is a little different than a lot of programs you might find. But if it's something that you think, you at least would want to consider as an option just to see what's available to you, we can get you, hard numbers to look at tomorrow. I would just need, the one-page application, some bank statements.
Yeah. All right. Well, did I finish giving my email address?
Yeah, I got, let's see, it's hrfulghum@bellsouth.net.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell you what I'll do, I'll shoot you over an email just with a list of what I would need to give you, options of what's available for you. From there, we'll take a look, see if something makes sense, and if it does,
And just out of curiosity, I think you'd call and left a message. I haven't contacted y'all at any point. I didn't know what, you said we had talked and we had this and that. To my knowledge, this is our first conversation.
This is the first. This is absolutely the first time that we've talked. I'm taking a look here at our at the file. Looks like one of my associates, Nick, gave you a call, but that was back in December. I'm just circling back, just check in, see where things are. We originally got we originally sent out the offer to you. It's based on your DMB credit report, so you guys got what amounts to a solid business borrowing history.
All right, well, my stance right now, I'm not planning on borrowing any more money, but
sure.
Just like everything else, I do like to have options.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's always good to have, just in your back pocket. You can go ahead, get the hard terms of what you qualify for, and you don't have to take it, but if the time comes, what's available there, rather than having to jump through hoops when you're on a crunch of time or something like that. Already have it all set there ready for you when you need it.
All right, well, just send me that stuff and then I'll take a look at it. How about that?
All right, yeah, absolutely. I'll send it to you right now. In the email, you'll have my direct contact information. So you got any questions, you want to find anything out, just go ahead, give me a call.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, good talking to you, Hal.
All right.